Today, we're talking about knowing when to stop. Yes, some of us do not know when to stop. Like, whether it's in your business, whether it's in your craft, whether it's in the jobs you're taking on, some people just don't know when to stop. Even when, for example, when I edit photos or I edit videos, I know the point where I start feeling like I'm about to faint. And sometimes I just keep pushing my body past it. First of all, tell yourself, I am not a robot. I did not run on ones and zeros. I did not run on engine oil and fuel. So it's important for you to keep in mind that you are human. It is flesh and blood running through your veins, and flesh and blood will get tired at some point. So it's important for you to know when to stop. Knowing when to stop is in two different. I'll talk about in two different ways. First of all, knowing when to stop when you're working, and knowing when to stop collecting jobs. I'll start from knowing when to stop collecting jobs. This really affects freelancers the most. People who do freelance. You're trying to make the most money as a freelancer, so you keep collecting jobs from people, whether you're a writer or yes. This one had affected me personally, and then you take up things that you know you cannot handle by yourself, you can't finish it in one day, and then you either have to call somebody to help you, and then when you call somebody to help you, you have to pay them. So that money that you have called to help, you're still not going to make it eventually. Even if whatever you're going to make is still going to be a little percentage compared to what you make when you are most productive. And the thing is, I'm not a psychologist, but I feel like when you have so much to do at a time, when you've taken on so much to do at a time, your brain becomes overwhelmed because you keep, instead of being productive enough to concentrate on the one you're doing that one, and then you're thinking about the long list of things that you have behind you, and then you lose productivity, you lose enthusiasm, you lose everything. I'm talking about everything right now. Then in terms of knowing when to stop working, this one is something that I think I can relate to personally too. Like I said, most of the things I'm talking about are stuff that has happened to me personally. When I edit videos, when I take photos, when I'm editing photos, when I'm writing, whatever I'm doing, and then I'm working into the night. Like, I start working in the morning, and then I take short, maybe 1 hour breaks, and then I work like that because I've taken on so much, and then I work like that 3 a.m., 4 a.m. I'm still up working, and it's a sad thing. It's a sad thing because my body is now being pushed to its limits. I will now be useless to myself the next morning. Stuff I know that usually I should wake up in the morning to do, I will not be able to do them. You know, it becomes a pattern, and then like that, you first of all have sleeping disorders, and then you have your body would not even be the same again, and you will not even be able to be as effective or as productive as you should be. A lot of us are more productive than we think. The problem, though, is that we have not tapped into that productivity. We have not given ourselves the opportunity to work on that productivity. We just run with the wind. In Pidgin, we'll call it anywhere belly face. You know, you just entered anywhere belly face, and then you're just taking things, doing things. I feel like this particular one summarizes everything we've been talking about so far in the three episodes. So yeah, know when to stop, know when to, you know, it's like pouring a glass of water. When you're pouring a glass of water, you're pouring a glass of anything, you know when to stop. When the thing is full, you have to stop. You definitely, sometimes you stop before it's full so that when you're carrying it around, you don't pour water around. See, that keeps it efficient. So, or if you make like tea or something, you know that you don't boil the water till it's like 100 degrees Celsius, you won't be able to drink it. That tea will be useless to you for minutes, even no matter how hungry you are, it's going to be useless to you until. So you know when to stop boiling, you know when to turn off that heat. No, oh my god, I'm on fire. So know when to turn off the heat, know when to stop. It's important to know when to stop, if not, you're going to burn out. Well, that brings us to the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed my segments. I really want to say thank you to Daniel again for the opportunity, and I want to say thank you to everyone who has listened and listened to me, small boy that God is helping. My name is Lembe Kelechi Evan, and I will see you guys when I see you guys. Bye-bye.